Hello, my friends. This is the Cosmic Yoder. Just some thoughts about the world today and about how to survive in it, if at all possible. Right now, over in the East, in Russia, Mr. Putin is threatening nuclear bombs towards the West. We all know that. Nothing so political. But many would probably be sucked into their regular normal lives. You know, much trouble in Ukraine. Many viewpoints, pro, con. The Russians are doing this. The Ukrainians may be doing that. Some are the good guys. Some are the bad guys. Some little mix in between. Many viewpoints. But I don't necessarily want to be political on this. What can the average human being of any gender do in such trouble? You know, the world could end tomorrow, but that could be for any of us, for any reason. The idea is that most of us don't have a say one way or the other. A lot of us read the news or watch it or hear reports from various news sources. And we worry. I mean, it's common to all people. You're going to fear what could happen. You know, back in the days of the Cold War, in my country, the United States, children did nuclear drills in the 1950s. They were told, if a bomb hits, get under a desk. So they would have these drills where the students would hide under their desks for a time to be safe. Some at that time built bomb shelters in their backyard. Civil defense drills, community drills, different education, and so on. A lot of fear. And these things are very real. Would hiding under a desk save you? Well, I don't know about all that. But my older siblings did such drills. When I got into school, they kind of faded off a bit. And they didn't do such things. But getting back to basics, the idea of storing some food is not a bad thing. There's many companies who sell dehydrated food and water, or there's the supermarket. If you're able, get some rice, some beans, and many non-perishable type food that will sustain you. Then you may talk about the effects of nuclear sickness or radiation. Many people talk about getting certain iodine pills. Iodine pills, but these must be edible and approved in some way that they are safe. Many talk about water. Water storage is another issue. that one can look into very easily. Now we live in the age of Google. If we don't know something, we can look it up. Go to YouTube, Google, maybe some old books. You were a scout when you were young, maybe. Maybe an old camper or hunter. You may know many tricks to survive. Many herbs and plants to use, maybe, if you're prone to lean towards the natural. Then you might think of stocking up on medications if you take them in some way. Have extra prescriptions on hand. Excuse me, my throat's a bit raspy. Anyway, but here's the thing. You could do all these things, but at the end of the day, if something drops near you, you just forget about it. I mean, listen, we're here for a time, and then we're going to go. So it's like that. But the most positive thing you could do is to lead a productive and healthy and happy existence every day. And you don't worry about things that you can't control, because why destroy your mind? No reason to be paranoid, fearful. We could get depressed. And what's it gonna do at the end of the day but hurt you and the people around you and maybe even your community? It's kind of a hit and miss if these types of events take place. But consider the world after. It'll be a horrible existence. Maybe you could survive. There are those that have moved to other islands and have underground shelters. We're talking about the very rich. Those that can afford these things are likely not you and me. But if you are, good for you. More power to you. And you could carry on the human race, maybe. So all I could say, my friends, is for any disaster, have some extra. Think about running water, lack of utilities, lack of electric, warm clothing, how you may heat your home, or how you may cook, or maybe hunt, or maybe you have to bug out, which means leave your home, because your home is unlivable, and that's a whole other story. Many things to look into. But once that's all done, sit down, relax. At the end of the day, you know you do what you could do. And I would also think that you try to be decent towards your neighbors and yourself and your community. Be attentive, be aware, know what's happening, if able. By the end of the day, be decent, be positive, be prepared, and find some peace, perhaps in a higher power, a divine, a God. What you believe in is your ultimate authority that you may see or answer to or work with or be part of that consciousness. and that light. Because at the end of the day, we're light and energy. And what words could I say? But live a good life. Be healthy. Be positive. Be prepared. Be ready and aware. And that's about what we can say about all that without being really too political or so on. And this is the Cosmic Yoda signing out.